kind of influence, too. The way mood indigo, drifting across the waves, can change the way you swim. It doesn't make you dive in, but it can set your stroke or trick you into believing you are both smart and lucky. So why not swim farther and a little farther still? What's the deep to you? It's way down below and has nothing to do with blood made bold by coronets and piano keys, does it? Of course, I don't claim that kind of power. My hum is mostly below range, private, suitable for an old woman embarrassed by the world, her way of objecting to how the century is turning out. Where all is known and nothing understood, maybe it was always so, but it didn't strike me until some 30 years ago that prostitutes looked up to for their honesty have always set the style. Well, maybe it wasn't their honesty. Maybe it was their success. Still, straddling a chair or dancing half naked on TV, these 90s women are not all that different from the respectable women who live around here. This is coast country, humid and God-fearing, where female recklessness runs too deep for short shorts or thongs or cameras. But then or now, decent underwear or none, wild women never could hide their innocence, a kind of pity-kitty hopefulness that their prince was on his way, especially the tough ones with their box cutters and dirty language, or the glossy ones with two-seated cars and a pocketbook full of dope. Even the ones who wear scars like presidential medals and stockings rolled at their ankles can't hide the sugar child, the winsome baby girl curled up somewhere inside, between the ribs, say, or under the heart.